ओम शांति। 15th August 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a great, generous-hearted donor and donate fortune by staying in the awareness of your fortune and the Father, the bestower of fortune. Bhagya and Bhagya Vidhata. When you remember both the Father, the bestower of fortune, and your fortune, you will have the zeal and enthusiasm to make others fortunate. Just as the Father, the bestower of fortune, distributes fortune through Brahma, in the similar way, you too are the children of the bestower. Therefore, continue to distribute the fortune. Those children, those people distribute clothes, food, and also the gifts. But no one can become satisfied through these. You distribute fortune. And where there is fortune, there are all attainments. In this way, become elevated, great donors, and be generous-hearted in distributing fortune. Constantly continue to give. So Baba is telling us to become the great donors. There are donors in the world also, and they distribute clothes, they distribute food, they distribute gifts. But through this donation, nobody is satisfied. And the greatest of all the distribution or donation is distribution of bhagya, fortune. So, dan, they talk of dan, they talk of donation, and it is said there are different types of donations, and out of those donations, gyan donation, gyan dan, is one of the greatest. This concept of dan, it's seen in almost all the religion, where in Islam it is zakat, where in Christianity is charity, when in Hinduism it is dan punya. So it's almost in all religions you see this concept. And they talk of different categories of dan: sattvic, rajasic, and tamopradhan, tamasic. So even there they believe in distributing money, giving money to poor people, or food, or clothes, sometimes land, sometimes cow, sometimes some necessities of life. So these are all the gross donations. While there are subtle donations, and the subtle donations are wealth, spiritual wealth, spiritual knowledge, gyan. So some of the greatest of the donations, one is gyan, then what are these subtle donations? Power. And today Baba is talking about donation of fortune. This is perhaps the greatest of all. Gyan itself is a great donation, vidyadan. Because when you give food, person may become hungry again. If you give money, person may spend that. If you give land, that may get spoiled. If you give clothes, they may get tattered. But gyan donation is the greatest of all donations. Power is even above that. Experience is even above that. You give somebody an experience of spirituality, we give somebody an experience of God's love, experience of soul consciousness. So, power, even experience, and today Baba is telling that you give the donation of fortune, bhagya, distribute fortune, because where there is fortune, where there is bhagya, all attainments will come. So in this way, become elevated, become great donor, become generous hearted, big hearted in distributing fortune. And Baba is telling us, just as the father distributes fortune through Brahma, in the similar manner, you are the children of the bestower. So continue to bestow fortune. So this is today's blessing. So now the question is, how to distribute bhagya? How to distribute fortune? What should we do to distribute this fortune? How to distribute? By telling people the law of karma. Okay. Anything else? How do we distribute fortune? Or who can distribute fortune? Even before how, most important is who. The one who is full of fortune. The one who himself is fortunate. The one whom the bestower of fortune has bestowed the fortune. He alone can distribute fortune. The one who is full of all attainments. The one who is self-confident. The one who is full. The one who is not empty. Full of attainments, full of experiences, full of knowledge, full of depth of spirituality. He alone can distribute fortune. So, we'll see something about this Bhagyadan. How do we distribute fortune? As somebody said, by explaining them law of karma. Okay. That is one of the ways, by explaining them simple principles of karma philosophy, because people are very much unhappy and they accuse God for their misfortune. By explaining them the deep principles of karma as propounded by God, in one way we are bringing them out of misfortune and explaining them the deeper principles of fortune or karma. So this is one of the ways. What else? How do we distribute fortune? Okay, by giving them knowledge. Because knowledge is the ultimate way of opening the doors of intellect. The intellect's door are closed. So, by giving them spiritual knowledge, by explaining them who they are, what they are, from where they have come, what they have to do, what is the goal of life, where they have to go. So, explaining this knowledge, it means to give them 7-day course, introducing them to Raj Yoga, explaining them the ways and methods and means of Raj Yoga meditation. This is another way, knowledge. Then, how do we distribute fortune? Karma philosophy, giving knowledge. Third, what should we do? Okay. World drama. So explaining them drama. Okay. the principle around which this world drama is spinning, then what else? How do we? By serving him. Okay. Even cross service helps them by making them happy. By making them happy, by distributing the wealth of happiness, by making them happy, we can open the doors of fortune. What else? By serving them. It is not that every time those people who are coming here, we are explaining them only knowledge. Most of the time they know knowledge. Even if they are strangers, they have read everything from the internet. So they know many of the things beforehand only. So it is not that just by giving knowledge, sometimes hospitality, sometimes making them happy, sometimes just introducing them to different campuses of Brahma Kumaris. This is also a way of making them fortunate. Sometimes by introducing them to this new Brahmin family can make them fortunate. Sometimes food, Brahma Bhojan, if we can make arrangements so that the food reaches them, the pure food prepared by pure souls, even then the doors of fortune would get opened for them. So food, then greetings, then gifts. These are some of the different ways by Sneha Milan, what is Baba called, love gathering. These are some of the ways by bringing newness in distributing knowledge. So these are some of the different ways by which we distribute fortune, by making them understand how fortunate they are, by making them understand the real treasure of God's love, by making them understand this is the world and this is God on another side. What the world has given them and what God is giving them, by making them understand the importance of time. This is the confluence age and God has come now. And what God is giving, what is God's knowledge, what is God's love, what is God's treasures, what are his treasures, what fortune he is bestowing, and how people have got benefited from that fortune. So these are some of the ways by which you distribute bhagya, bhagya dan. This probably could be called the highest of all the dan, all distributions or donations. So again, Baba is saying, when you remember both the Father and the bestower of fortune and your fortune, you will have zeal and enthusiasm. Only those who have zeal and enthusiasm about their own fortune, about their own bhagya, they alone can give bhagya to others. Just as the Father, who is the bestower of fortune, distributes fortune through Brahma, in the similar way, you too are the children of the bestower. Therefore, continue to distribute fortune. Those people distribute clothes, foods, gifts, but no one can become satisfied by making them understand what the world has given. Whatever the world has given till now, it has led to dissatisfaction. Whatever the world has given, it has led to displeasure, sorrow, suffering, misery, pain, anguish. By making them understand, 2 days back in the Sakar Murli, there was one statement where Baba said, look within and see what inheritance of sorrow we received. What inheritance of sorrow you have received. So check. So this is what the world gives, is nothing but dissatisfaction and sorrow. And now compare what God is giving. So you distribute fortune, and where there is a fortune, there are all attainments. In this way, become elevated, become great donor, become generous. Continue to give. Om Shanti.